Howdy, neighbors. Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today. Kent Back is joining us today from NCBA. He says it's time to stop the bleeding. Back on that in just a moment.
Think we'll get to go to the game tomorrow, Dad?
Depends. We need at least half the day to run these cattle through the chute and deworm them. Then the fence needs fixing, and that tractor.
Let's save half a day and switch our regular range cubes with Safeguard Cattle Dewormer cubes.
Yeah?
Yeah. The cattle eat the Safeguard, and the Safeguard kills the worms. Brown stomach worms, Cooperia, all the worms other products could leave behind. And one feeding, too.
So how do you know all this?
It's the information age, Dad. I got it on my smartphone. See?
Huh. Looks like Safeguard will give us a few extra hours in the day.
Maybe Safeguard scores me the keys to drive to the game, huh?
So that's your plan. Okay, smart guy. Drive to the store for those Safeguard cubes first. Then we'll see about the game. Healthy cattle perform better. Add Safeguard, add pounds. Talk to your local animal health provider or veterinarian about Safeguard Cattle Dewormer from Merck Animal Health today. Or visit SafeguardCattle.com. Consult your veterinarian for assistance in the diagnosis, treatment, and control of parasitism. Always read and follow label directions. Both hands on the wheel, 10 and 2.
Words coming from Tokyo this week that the Japanese Diet, their legislature, is preparing to approve the Trans-Pacific Partnership, TPP. And that means that now it's up to the United States to join in or say no to trying to level the playing field with the Australians when it comes to selling beef into Japan. Kim Backus is the National Cattlemen's Beef Association's Director of International Trade. He says that with the Japanese moving forward, that has ramifications for us.
Well, the important thing to remember is that for TPP to take effect, both the United States and Japan have to ratify TPP. By Japan clearing the first hurdle, that means that the onus is clearly on Congress to pass TPP during the lame duck. If they fail to do so, then that means that TPP will ultimately fail.
Most folks in the U.S. cattle industry understand that right now we are at a disadvantage when it comes to dealing with the Japanese versus their dealings with the Australians. The Australians can sell beef with a less of a duty on it compared to U.S. beef. According to Kent Backus, that is a major concern that we've got to get rectified.
Well, the other important thing to remember is that TPP will level the playing field for U.S. beef going into Japan. Upon implementation of TPP, we will pay the same tax as Australian beef producers. And without TPP, we are still going to pay the 38.5% tax on our beef going into Japan, while Australia has a 10% advantage now, and that's going to grow even more, making us less competitive year after year.
Kim Backus says studies show that we've lost $400,000 a day in trade with the Japanese versus the Australians, gaining that advantage because of the tariff difference between Australia and the United States. And he says the problem is that if Congress does not address TPP in the lame duck, it only gets worse.
Well, unfortunately, if Congress fails to pass TPP this fall in 2016, the world's going to keep turning. And unfortunately, Japan is going to be forced to look to other trade partners. They're already looking to finalize a trade agreement with the European Union. And so that means that we're going to be further behind other competitors in our leading export market. China is also looking to set the terms of trade in the Pacific. So that means that the United States as a whole will be less competitive throughout the world. And more importantly, U.S. producers are going to be the ones left holding the bag.
NCBA Director for International Trade, Kent Backus. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron.
This is Bob Tallman inviting you to join us for the 4-6's Legacy Female Sale, Thursday, November 10th at 1 p.m. Central. The sale will be broadcast live at SuperiorLivestock.com and Dish Channel 232. What an opportunity to purchase legendary heifers in load lots or groups of 10 head. For more information, call my friends at Superior Livestock, 1-800-422-2117, or visit SuperiorLivestock.com.
That's your Beef Buzz. Have a good day, everybody. I'm Farm Director Ron Hayes, Radio Oklahoma Network.